T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Mets lost, though, tonight 9-5 against the Braves. And as we bring in Brad Heller, who's in for Ed Coleman this week, largely a tough start from Zach Wheeler. The Mets overcame that, but then Wheeler allowed the tying run in the sixth, and then the bullpen let it get away late. But from Wheeler tonight, what did he have to say about how he pitched?
Well, Zach said coming in, his bullpen session he thought was his best of the year, so he was frustrated that he wasn't able to really find his command early on. He had those couple of walks that hurt, and then after Alonso's home run, which he said gave him chills in the dugout, he was really frustrated with that shutdown inning that he wasn't able to put up there. The Braves tying the game right after Alonso's home run, and that's what really is going to sit with him. But he has struggled against Atlanta this year, and he's struggled in his last few starts, so he's got to try and figure out what made him look so good and pitch so well in those back-to-back starts against the White Sox and the Marlins, because his last three outings have not been very good.
And for Wheeler, he continues to struggle over those three starts, and now the Mets, you know, every fifth day they've had, it seems like every day, they've had a starting pitcher that has kept them in the game, and they'll try to turn to Steven Matz here tomorrow, as the Mets will have Matz pitch against Dallas Keuchel to win, try to win a game in this series before the Cubs come here. You know, is there starting to be a realization at all that that's going to be a big-time series against Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to look ahead because they still have the one game tomorrow against Atlanta. But, yeah, I mean, this is shaping up to be with the Cubs two games in front and that wild card chase. I mean, this series is huge. I mean, you don't want to get swept by the Braves, but really it is going to come down to, really could come down to those three games, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. You'd like to have some momentum if you can beat Atlanta tomorrow, the off day Monday. But yeah, with the Cubs, their struggles on the road, their struggles away from Wrigley, how well the Mets have played really before the last two games, how well the Mets have played here at Citi Field, that is shaping up to be a huge three-game series.
I didn't want to get a sense on how McNeil was feeling after the game.
You know, McNeil, I mean, Alonso said it, Jeff rakes. That's what he does. The squirrel rakes, and he picked up right where he left off with the double and then the single for him and coming off the bench. I mean, you figure he'll be in the starting lineup tomorrow. I mean, you thought maybe that the Mets would give him a couple extra days to rest that hamstring with the day off Monday and bring him back Tuesday, but nope, he got right in there with his flying squirrel jersey and picked it right where we left off. We've seen his ultra-aggressiveness on the bases there as he ended up getting thrown out of third, although Mickey credited the play by Echeverria at short, more so on McNeil's aggressiveness, but that's what you see from McNeil, and that's what's made him so successful this season.
And the Mets got McNeil back. He had two hits tonight, and he was able to, you know, start what could have been a rally in the bottom of the seventh, but the Mets decided to bunt with Ahmed Rosario. It didn't work. Rosario grounded to short, and then McNeil was thrown out at third on a play that hurt the Mets at that point. Rosario was caught stealing after that, and the Mets couldn't get going in that bottom of the seventh. Juan Lagares had a couple of hits tonight, as the Mets, I'm sure, have to be feeling good about his production lately.
He's been fantastic. I mean, I think he said it, and Mickey said it as well. I mean, just getting that regular playing time, and not just with his defense, but also offensively, he has been huge. And you know what? As guys start to get healthy, it's going to be some decisions, some tough decisions that the Mets are going to have to make. You know, with Lagares playing so well, you got Panic, McNeil's back, Brandon Nimmo could be here soon. So it's going to create some interesting decisions for the Mets as they try and catch the Cubs and try and get back into this wild card race and continue this climb up as we get into September.
And the Mets are hoping to get at least one in this series tomorrow as they take on the Braves. Brad Heller, thank you very much.
Thanks, Wayne.